Welcome to the most must-hear nerd podcast in the entire multiverse. This is JB vs. the Podcast, and I'm your host, JB, under normal circumstances. This is a different type of episode because JB isn't here today. This is James. And I've got my good friend, Nova Kane, from the BK Spade Show podcast, my sister.
Hey guys,
and today's episode's a little bit different because as most of you know and some of you don't, I just beat COVID, and
yay!
A number of you have asked me to do a podcast, or some of you just wanted like information about what happened and how I got it and what I went through and et cetera, et cetera. So that's what today's episode is. And so we're going to talk about it. Oh. I'm going to speak as candidly and as honestly as I can about everything that I went through, even the parts that weren't so ugly and the parts that are just not so pleasant. So,
I mean, from what I hear, COVID is like that.
Yeah, man, this was a brutal experience. Even though it kind of feels like a blur now in hindsight, like everything was just like one giant rush. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like the best. Top five worst experiences of my life. What happened was just. And I'm going to do like as little editing or maybe no editing to this because I just want this to be as real as possible. This is just a conversation between two really good friends. Like, this is like my sister right here. Like, yeah. This is so just a very candid conversation between us. And we're going to get right to it, speak right down to what happened. And So. As you all have been noticing and been paying attention to, I have really been posting here on YouTube that frequently as of yet. And I haven't been very business oriented lately because I was taking a break from my mental health. For some of you who don't know, if you don't listen to or pay attention to anything else I say on any other socials, I deal with depression. And I had a bout that struck me in about February, March, and I had just kind of just been struggling and like fight that off and like keep it going and stuff, but eventually I just got the better of me. So I took a step back and
It didn't get the better of you. You just had to work through it.
There you go. And I had to address the switchboard of my life. Mm-hmm. And just address everything that was bothering me, positive, negative, and neutral. And I was actually on my way back. Like, the day this struck me was the day I was about to upload a video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
I was super prepared, like, to do this. And during this time, like, I got a lot of stuff done. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, was studying to prepare to pursue a new career path. I was losing weight, working out frequently. Mm-hmm. I was getting my mind right, just getting my spirit right, just getting the energy right. Like, it just like kind of just rediscovering like who I am as a person, because mm-hmm. I felt like after that last like thump on the head, like I needed to address some things with self. So the timing of this couldn't have been any worse. But,
nah, facts though.
But life happens. And
it had to happen for a reason too.
Yeah. To what reason? I don't know.
We never know.
But we'll get to that part later. So on July 22nd, mm-hmm. I walked up the mountain, walked up Stone Mountain like I normally do on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I went to go get smoothies. I went to go hang out with a friend, and then I had to address another situation with a friend who was going through some harsh times. I'm not going to go into details as to what, because that's their business.
Right.
And I woke up and I fell asleep at their house. I was wearing a V-neck t-shirt, and it was cold as all hell in that house. Like, fan was on, the couch was cold, I had no blanket on or nothing, and
Oh
I just,
shit, the no bank blanket.
so I just passed out cold all over the place, and I woke up and I was like, I had a little congestion in my chest. I didn't think much of it, but I was thinking, okay, I just got the flu or I got a cold or something. And all I was thinking about was, can I make it to next week? Can I get ready to walk the mountain again by next week?
I actually remember when you started feeling like sick, and I was like, bro, go get that checked out because everything you're telling me sounds like the symptoms. Every single last one. I kind of feel like you may have put it off a little bit because you probably didn't even think it was, nothing serious. But when it started getting worse is when you realized.
Because I don't get sick that often. I don't get sick frequently. And since this whole thing started with COVID, I've been very, very careful about who I've been around, who I hang with, like in my proximity to other people, washing my hands and stuff like that. Like, dude, I got wipes in my car. You know what I'm saying? Like, hand sanitizer stuff in my car. I got Lysol right here next to me. Like, I've been super careful about how I do and how I've been moving around. And I didn't think it would be me. I just didn't think so.
Listen, that's like any illness or sickness or whatever. That's how it always happens. You don't think it'll be you.
And I treated it as such. I thought, okay, well, it's the flu. I could knock a flu out or a bug within like 24 to 48 hours. Well, at least get the worst of it over. Just sweat it out, drink a lot, take medicine, be on top of it before it gets any worse, yada yada yada. So 2 days I can be like over the hill on this. And it just didn't happen, and it kept getting worse. Like, the chest cold, diarrhea kicked in a little bit later, muscle aches and pains, chills, and
So
those
did
were
you
the
have
problems.
those chills and the like the heat flashes too?
The heat flashes, that came a little later. That came a little later. But those are like my initial symptoms, and like with diarrhea coming in like days after it got started, after I realized like this is not going away soon. And that was the issue. Like, okay, like I know what to do during the cold, but it's like this is not going away, and I keep getting worse. And it's not like I was having trouble breathing that badly at first. Like, my breathing was affected, and I have asthma, so anything that happens with me health wise, asthma goes, hey, buddy, what you doing? Let me kick in here. Let me see what you're doing. I didn't really like that. But eventually, I tried some different medicines and things started to look up. But then that lasted for like a couple of days. So then I bit the bullet at the behest of somebody who begged me to go get tested, and then I did. And same day, I found out.
Damn, was that
What?
someone me?
Nah,
No,
nah, nah.
nope.
More on that never.
But I feel like when I told you to go get tested, that was probably what, 3 days
About 3 days.
before?
Yeah, it was you. It was Polaris, my friend Polaris, my friend Brayton. A number of people were like, "Yeah, go get tested. Go get tested. Go get tested." But I'm thinking like, I'm gonna
Nah,
fight this off. I'm gonna shake this off because it ain't me. Ain't me.
it
Because
ain't me.
I don't get sick. It seldomly happens. And if I did, it's like a flu, cold, you get those about once a year anyway. So it's like standard stuff.
Right.
But
Damn, yeah.
I went and got tested and was like, okay, what do I need to do? Like I found out, I got my test results. I think I got tested like 3 o'clock that afternoon. I got my results by like 11:30 that night. So I was like, okay, what do I gotta do here? I'm sick. I need to isolate. I need to make sure that nobody around me is sick. I need to make sure everybody who's been around me is cool. I called several friends, associates, exes, and whatnot, and just like call them to try to pick their brain about what happened when I knew that they had it and how they got through it and stuff and what to expect. I wiped down everything around here with Lysol and bleach and whatever else I could find just to try to make sure everything was like nice and sanitized so nothing would get caught up and nobody would get caught up. For a couple of days there, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna stay here and keep it up. But then that's when it started to get a little bit worse. That's when my breathing started to get affected. I was already like fatigued at that point. Over those last couple of days prior to me getting my positive test result, the fatigue and the energy drain is just kind of just started kicking in.
And
I
that energy drain, from what I'm hearing, is no joke as well.
no. Because when I was going through it, it was like I only topped out at so much. Everything took effort. It's like I felt like 100 pounds heavier than what I was.
Oh no.
Like every step like felt heavy.
Damn.
I went to Mass and I went to Walmart for myself because I didn't have a choice. And I felt like I rode a scooter in there. And even just getting from the parking lot to the scooter, like I felt like I was gonna pass out.
Wow. After you had came home from the hospital.
No, we haven't got to the hospital yet. We ain't
Oh,
got to
you
the
haven't
hospital.
got. Oh, damn. We haven't gotten to the hospital. Spoiler
Right,
alert.
spoiler alert. Yeah. So and
What?
I went to Walmart because I had to get something because I was just like determined, like I'm gonna get myself done, like get this done. I wore a mask, you know what I'm saying? I like try to cover up as much as I can. I kept my distance from people, you know what I'm saying? Like I was as careful as I can. I didn't want to go. I was super like it took like maybe like a 2 hour thing, and then Walmart is right around the corner. And the
Okay.
whole thing like 2 hours because like I
And
sat.
ain't no telling where you got it from either.
No, because I was at a wedding 2 weeks prior to like I was around a lot of people then, wasn't really masked up, masked up at the airport, but I was touching things, and a lot of people and stuff.
You
The
gotta be super careful.
mountain. I was around the mountain. And there's lots of people there. Shout out to Aaron Donald and Monique. But there's
Shout
really no
out.
telling where I got it from. And I mean, at this
No.
point, it doesn't even matter. Because,
No.
and there's no point in trying to like point fingers, like, I got it from you, you son of a bitch.
You know what?
It doesn't matter. So I'm like, let me just deal with it and whatever later.
Yeah.
But
Damn.
yeah, so
I'm still trying to put it together in my head that you even had COVID.
like this joint real, yo. Like, and not to be like, you know, I thought it was fake before. I definitely knew it was real before. I had a couple of friends who died from it already. People who were like down bad because of it, and they're recovering still, or still dealing with the post symptoms, or what have you, like.
This girl I follow on Twitter, she was saying how she had actually tested positive for COVID last October, and she's been feeling tired nonstop since then.
I believe it.
Nonstop tiredness. And
I
I'm just
believe it.
like, why? What is in COVID to have these type of symptoms? Like, what is it doing to our body?
I think the way it was, the way it is, and the way it's designed, it's designed to attack us in a very specific way. Because the only at word I can use to describe what I went through or and what I've talked to other people about, the only apt word for it is crippling. Like, this is a crippling thing that is designed to systematically take you out at your at points in ways that matter most. And what matters most to us, the more than oxygen.
Damn.
Like, I tried other things. I tried other medicines. I talked to doctors when I just wasn't getting any better. And I tried different things. And
what are the things that they asked you to try?
Man, there was like different medicines and steroids and promethazine and stuff like that. Like, I tried those and it worked for a day.
A day.
A day.
Wow.
And then it got worse. And it does. And that's when, like, it was like stock market crash bad.
Damn, Brody.
Yeah. And it was during those days that I was like, okay, this is going to kill me, isn't it?
No. No, don't say
That's how it felt.
Oh,
like, I kept my distance from, like, from you and from another people because it was like, I didn't know what was gonna happen.
And I did definitely talk to you like almost every day because I just needed to check up on you. I was very worried, and I already know, you know, that you have asthma and everything. So I was just like very, very worried. But I knew you were kind of holding something back, but I didn't know what it was. And it's just really heartbreaking to hear that you thought you were going to pass from this.
Like, my breathing was so bad at a certain point. Like, I was like fetal in my bed and just trying to like stretch everything out just was like a Herculean effort. If I wanted to move my legs or move my arms, or anything, like I had like a whole mess and piling up in my room, and I'm just like, I don't care, right now. I can't even deal with this, and trying to take medicines and stuff, trying to make myself sleep, and I'm just so like worried about my breathing and worried about while I'm sleeping, and I'm like, man, I'm not sure if I'm gonna wake up.
I'm glad you did.
I had like certain things I was like planning on doing just in case the worst happened.
No, Brody.
Yeah, it was bad. And I wasn't trying to let anybody, like the people who called and like texted or whatever, like I didn't say nothing because I wasn't trying to like
worry anybody.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to do anything. But apparently I was doing a horrible job.
Yeah, a little bit, because like I said, I knew for a fact that there was something you were not sharing with me. But I was like, you know, he's going through something that I've haven't experienced. And I just know, you know, from what people are saying and what I read on the internet of this experience, is just, you really got to like hone into yourself and just literally like just battle and pray the entire time.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to like bug you and like, well, tell me what the hell is on your mind. Like, that wouldn't have been a good time to do that. But I just knew for a fact.
And everything I'm telling you about, this is basically within a week.
Yeah, no, I'm hit
a little over a week. And time was just moving so slow.
Yeah.
Like, I put on different movies and stuff just because I knew, like, okay, if this movie is over, I watch this movie or this movie's on in the background and I get through it, that's at least 2 hours.
Yeah. But it felt like that movie was forever.
Forever.
You done seen it like 5 times.
I got through the entire Pirates. I got through the Pirates trilogy, the original Pirates trilogy. I didn't see the other movies. I saw the Star Wars movies. I saw Lord of the Rings. I watched like 2 new shows that were like that I had never seen before on Disney Plus. Like, I got through a lot, and just time was just like not moving at all. And I wasn't hungry.
Yeah, you don't have an appetite with it.
Nah, and my taste buds had altered. Everything was like super salty, like kind of like my mom's friend had described it when they had it as kind of sulfuric. Yeah, that's what everything tasted like. I spent a lot of money
Oh no, this
like that.
this disease is trash.
Super trash. I know other people like kind of lost their taste and smell and stuff. I know some people who had it months ago and they still don't have it.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that.
Or just like it takes like an effort or has to be super strong for them to smell anything or taste anything.
Nah, man. Nah, man. What the F? This is
But
not cool at all. This is a whole different type of disease that we haven't even seen before as humans.
no, it's not.
What the F?
But I was talking to my friends, Polaris and Preyton. They were doing a business thing. shout out to doing the most catering.
Okay, you're doing the most catering. I need a bite, okay?
yeah, that good food, good food.
You know,
But
I love me some food now.
hey, don't we all?
Bet.
Hey, you ever get down here, I'll get them to make you a plate.
Say less.
Yeah, we was dealing with that whole thing. I was talking to them and they heard how trash I was on that particular day. That day was like the worst. And I told you like everything was like going downhill from that other day. I had one of those oxygen meters and mine had been at like 91, 92 that whole time, kind of like teetering. Like 94 at best, but on that day, like it had dipped below 80. I mean, dipped below 90, not 90, 90. It dipped below 90. So I was
Oh, okay. I was about to definitely cry. I was about to cry.
no, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. That's
I
on me.
was about to cry. Yay. Oh my goodness. Oh, okay.
So it had
Okay.
dipped. It had dipped below 90, and I'm sitting there like. Okay. And what am I doing about this? And they were like, okay, stop. I'm calling you an ambulance. I don't care how you feel. To hell with your feelings or your pride or how stubborn
Period.
you are. Like, I'm getting you this ambulance.
Period. Shout out to Preyton and Polaris for that.
Yeah. And I didn't
And if he
realize.
had listened to his sister Nova days before,
Days before, yeah, could have prevented from feeling as
you
bad as I
could
did.
have, yeah,
Yeah,
possibly.
possibly.
We don't
But I was
know.
always like, I mean, I'm a pretty strong guy. You know what I'm saying? I pride myself on how strong I am. And
Duh, you black.
well, there, that is, that's fact. And I like try to like push through and try to like, you know what, this ain't gonna beat me, yada yada yada. And yeah. I'll get back to that in a second. I'll get back to that in a second.
Oh, Lord.
So ambulance comes. I'm doubling over outside to get to them. These dudes out there, I don't know who they are, what they thought the hell was going on, but I'm sitting up there doubling over, like barely breathing in the mask. I can't even stand upright.
Who the EMTs?
Yeah. It's like, you know, we might not be able to admit you to the hospital. Like, boy, you're gonna take me over there today, though. And they
You
sitting up
falling
there, like,
over.
right. And they're asking me all these questions. Like, this is how down bad I was, ladies and gentlemen. This is how down bad I was. I went to the hospital in a t-shirt, sweats, slides with no drawers on, no form of ID.
Even have your ID?
I didn't even have my ID on me. And like I knew it was like somewhere in my room. I didn't care. I didn't care. I didn't pack. I didn't bring my Switch with me. All I had was my phone charger, my AirPods. That's it.
What the hell were you gonna do with your Switch?
Play games while I was in the hospital bed. I know I was gonna be gone for days.
Barely.
I know I was gonna be gone for days.
But barely, how are you gonna have the energy to play?
Hey,
Oh.
once I put the oxygen on me, I was feeling all right, but
Oh, okay.
it
Okay.
didn't So they take me to the hospital, and they take me to like, there's the main hospital, and there's like one of like the sub hospitals, whatever. They take me there, they COVID test me, they poke at me and all kinds of stuff. They put me on oxygen, and they put me on oxygen from the moment I was on in the ambulance. And that I felt instant relief when they put me on the oxygen. Instant.
So that's all you needed.
That was really, yeah. Like my oxygen at that moment went from like 89 to 97. Like, and I felt better.
Damn.
They take me to the hospital. They poke and prod at me. They're giving me medicines and stuff. They're giving me all kinds of like stuff, and it like a jump starts me, cause I'm feeling cool, as long as I have the oxygen on. Cause I'm not sure what the difference is or what happened, but from the moment they gave me that oxygen to the moment like I left, to the day I left, I was super reliant on that oxygen. Super reliant. I couldn't move without it. I couldn't go to, I had to plan my bathroom trips. Like I was afraid.
So you went so you could have like the oxygen tank with you.
Yeah, I had to like finagle and move stuff around with the tubing and stuff, just to make sure that I had enough room to get to the bathroom. Or
Damn.
at one point, I rushed going to the bathroom. Like, all right, I'm gonna take this mask off in 3, 2, 1, go, and like go to the bathroom.
Yo, what?
Yeah, because it felt like you've seen The Dark Knight Rises, how when Bane, how it was like kind of like when his mask got broken. It was like that.
Oh, my fuck. Wow.
Like, and if you're listening to this,
Wow.
comment on it if you've been through it before, like if you know what I'm talking about. But that mask, like those tubings, like the oxygen tube, that was for those days. But that time in the
That
hospital,
shit crazy.
but you know, hospital give you bird food anyway. But I was barely eating.
You know
I
what? Not the bird food.
I wasn't really sleeping. I was just
You
kind of
were
just.
too because it makes you restless, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I didn't realize it didn't get worse until after I got out. But I was in the hospital from. Actually, I said I got sick on the 23rd. That's actually, yeah, I did get sick on the 22nd. Yeah, I got sick on the 22nd. So I didn't go to the hospital till the 30th. So July 30th is when I went to the hospital, and I was there till August 4th. I was
Okay.
there till August 4th, and
So that was like a nice week.
yeah,
5 days.
5 days. And yeah, the next
I'm
day, like
surprised they
the
didn't
afternoon,
keep you longer.
I mean, I could have elected to stay. I could have, but I mean, it's getting worse out there, and if I'm not at a point where I'm not like I'm gonna die anymore, then yeah. But while I was there, they also x-rayed me. They showed me the pneumonia that was on my chest, and I asked hella questions to the doctor, and I like among those questions was, would I have beaten it if I had not come? And he was
Oh my
like,
gosh, you asked him?
I did.
I'm
And
nervous to hear what he said.
he said that best case scenario, if I didn't go to the hospital, I probably would have slipped into a coma eventually. Worst case scenario is I wouldn't be, I'd just be out. I'd be out of here.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you went.
He also said that
How do they even they treat pneumonia with steroids?
steroids, the basic the COVID stuff, I forgot, the remdesivir or whatever. I don't know how to pronounce it at the moment. I don't have it in front of me, but they gave me that. They gave me stuff to prevent blood clots.
Wait, COVID give you blood clots?
Yeah.
I did not hear about that part. I'm
Like,
sick.
yeah, I was in danger of that.
COVID needs to go the fuck to hell.
Straight up. But they
This
also
is worse than
mentioned,
anything we've ever encountered.
yeah. Yeah, it is. And they told me that I had some level of lung damage, that he didn't know how much, he didn't know the extent, he didn't know it was permanent. He said I wouldn't be able to know or tell until 2 to 4 months.
Okay. So like
So,
the end of year this year.
yeah.
So you're gonna have to go back for like pretty much like a follow-up.
Yeah, just to see what's going on. So there's that. But as soon as my oxygen levels were stable without oxygen, I spent like the last night there sleeping without the mask, without the oxygen. I don't keep calling it a mask. It wasn't a mask. It was just the tube on my nose. But I spent the last night sleeping without that because it was stupid uncomfortable. And the next day, I told the doctors, and they're like, okay, well, you can go home now. So,
Peace out.
yeah. And he told me,
Well, I
like,
am glad, even though I'm surprised that, they didn't keep you longer, I'm glad that you didn't have to stay as long. Drink break.
yeah. Yeah, me too, actually, because I could have stayed
Did
on that.
you was in the room by yourself, right?
Yeah, I was by myself.
Okay, making sure they ain't trying to double y'all up or something. Well, that wouldn't make any sense.
No, I wouldn't.
Damn. James and the COVID.
So, I mean, the
So
worst of it's over. I'm not in any danger and stuff no more. So I'm
that's
back home.
good.
And this part was the part that kind of just absolutely blew me. And it's the stuff that they don't talk about.
Uh-oh.
So I'm home, I'm tired, I'm thinking, okay, I'm gonna take this trash out, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. I know it's not over with, but I'm going to, start to, clean up a little bit and fix the area, whatever. Can't do it, Chief.
Your body was like, nope.
No, my body was not cooperating with me. And I borderline had a breakdown. Well, no, borderline, I did have a breakdown while I was trying to take out the trash.
This
Because
is
I was
just a bag of trash.
just one bag. Routine, stuff like that. Like, and when I initially got sick, I took the trash out because I was trying to, when I was trying to sanitize everything, I took 4 bags that night. I took 4 bags of trash. I couldn't do one. Couldn't lift it. Couldn't drag it. Woo.
Couldn't drag it.
Couldn't drag it. Now, don't get twisted. It was a big bag of trash.
Nah, man, but still.
But I'm a big dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, before I got sick, I was pushing 400 pounds on the
That's
bench.
what
And it's
I'm
like, I
saying.
can't even do a bag of trash right now. This is the worst.
And this is when you got back home.
Is when I got back home.
Yo,
Like,
what?
couldn't do nothing.
So you had a breakdown. You cried?
Yeah.
Oh, Brody.
I cried quite a bit, like after I got back.
Oh, Brody.
I
See, this
didn't
is the shit I be talking about. I knew you wasn't telling me everything. I knew it. I
really.
knew it.
I couldn't.
He was waiting for us to have this show. That's what it was.
I didn't want to tell nobody, but people kept asking. It's like, all right, you want to hear the real? Okay, I'll tell you the real. This is what this show is.
Damn.
The real. Yeah, I cried
True.
several times. Several times.
Damn.
I wasn't sleeping like
I
that.
do remember that.
You do. Yeah, you knew about that. Like, I was getting like 2, 3 hours for the day max, and that went on
Yeah.
for a little over a week.
Because you probably had your first real sleep, what, like a few days ago or something?
From the day
A
of
week
recording,
ago.
from the day of recording, it's been a little bit over a week since I started sleeping quasi regularly. It's only been a couple of days since I've been able to get like more than like 5 hours, 5, 6 hours of sleep in
Oh,
one time.
wow.
That's only been a couple of days. But yeah, memory issues, perception.
Memory issues.
Yeah, I've
What
had to.
the?
I've caught myself on several times either straight up slipping, straight up forgetting something, or I found myself repeating something that I had already said
I think,
on
wow. I
several
think that
occasions.
actually makes sense because if you're losing oxygen, your brain needs it. So I guess that makes some type of sense. But at the same time, God damn, I ain't never know about losing your memory.
Yeah.
I hate COVID. COVID, go to hell.
Like my memory's kind of my memory's pretty impeccable, but anything that's
Yep.
happened within like the last month or so, kind of hazy.
Shit.
Kind of hazy. Yeah, it that's a thing. The lack of sleep thing, had some hallucinations.
Hallucinations.
There was had times where I was hallucinating.
Brody, what the fuck?
Things and people that weren't there that I thought were.
Yo, what? I did
Had
not
to
know COVID was like this.
snap myself back a couple times.
And you weren't taking any meds or anything?
No, what can I take for that?
Oh, yeah, you can't take no meds. You can't take
Yeah.
no meds for no COVID. Ain't no medication for no COVID. Ain't
Right.
no home remedies to keep the lungs clean or nothing.
I mean, I got like my inhaler.
This mofo said he got his inhaler.
That's it.
Oh my
I got a
God.
nebulizer with nothing to go, no medicine to go on it. But
So
that's
are you
it.
on a breathing machine at night?
No. No.
Do you think you need one?
I mean, I probably need a CPAP because I snore terribly, but that's about it.
The future Mrs. James, I pray for you if he doesn't get that by
Hey, I listen. I need to get one so I can get off these streets.
then. Nah, facts. 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 Get out of the streets. They about to hang up the phone on you.
For real.
Stop
But
calling him.
man, who I've been dealing with, they know.
Chill. We not here for that. We did not come here for that today.
Hey, more on that never.
Oh my gosh.
But
I'm gonna pray.
but on some real, but on some real. Blurry vision was also a thing.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, blurry vision was a thing. Heart palpitations.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, those some of those are worse than others. Some of those bouts are worse than others. At first, they would last, it would be several times a day. They would last anywhere between
Several times a day.
several times a day. Like I just mind my own business, and then my heart just starts like pop, 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 pop. And then it caused like me to like breathe heavy to try to stop it and try to slow it down. And yeah. And even though I don't, it was went from several times a day to maybe once or twice a day now.
What the
Maybe.
fuck? I never heard of that being one of the late side effects.
Yeah, if you look on the CDC website, it's there.
See, I never really paid attention to like all of the side effects that happens after the fact.
Oh,
Because,
yeah.
like you said, a lot of people don't talk about it.
But it needs to be talked about because it's like these things kind of, these are issues. I'm in,
This is
go ahead.
it's just like being sick all over again, basically.
Basically, it's like a different type. Let's see here.
Trash.
Joints and muscle pain, joint muscle pains, pins and needle feeling.
I
Diarrhea came
heard
back
about
around
that.
again for a little
Come on,
while.
diarrhea. Go to hell.
Dizziness and lightheadedness when I was upright. Mood swings, for sure.
Mood swings?
Mood swings.
Mood swings, young?
Mood swings. Be
I'm glad
chilling.
I ain't had to go. I ain't had to see you go through that part, because I think I would have cursed you out.
That's why I'm like, if you on my Facebook or what have you, like anywhere where I like talk personally, or you know me personally, or you talk to me personally. That's why, like, there was a period there for like, I want to say like 5 or 6 days. I didn't talk to
You weren't saying
anybody.
anything.
I didn't say nothing because I
You
knew
did.
what I was going through. I knew that I was angry. I knew that I was frustrated. I knew that I was sad. I knew I was all these different things and all these different things happening to me at once. And I didn't want to lash out at nobody.
Yeah. I remember us speaking about you being angry. And I was telling you, like, you gotta like find a release for that, because like it's not your fault that you're going through this. Unfortunately, you just contracted this whack ass, dumb ass disease that came out of nowhere that's taken so many people away from us. And it's just like, what the fuck?
And the whole thing was just irrational. Like, the whole thing of all of this is just irrational. And I didn't want to put that on anybody.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that anybody I spoke to during that time, I was a good, at that given any given moment, I was anywhere 30 to 40% worse than what I was telling you.
Sheesh.
Because it was just not, it was not a good plot. It was not a good place to be. And my brain didn't get less foggy, and I didn't start to get some sense about myself until I started taking several types of sleep aids to help me actually get some sleep.
So maybe the anger was coming from the restlessness too.
Yeah, I know a part of it was like the restlessness. Moody, because part of it was moody because I couldn't sleep and wasn't resting. And I know I said that a couple times on Twitter, how angry and how frustrated I was over that.
Must not have been on Twitter those days.
Yeah, it was a few days there, and then, like, not that has nothing to do with nothing, like other people trying to bring in like their drama and stuff towards me, or bring in like other things that had nothing to do with me to me. And I didn't appreciate that, and that also kind of made my mood worse. But once I
That's inconsiderate of people.
Very inconsiderate.
Especially after this life-changing illness that you just went through.
And it's not like they didn't know.
Exactly.
So when are you going to handle this? When are you going to do this? Or this happened. It's like, dude, right now, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care. How can I care? How can I be expected to care?
You legit was feeling like you were about to die. Why would you? People just slow.
At the end of the day, it is what it is. But
just
dumb. Once I started getting some actual rest and everything, my brain got less foggy. The rest of it became easier to deal with, except for the palpitations. I became, you know, more clear, and some of my discernment came back. I know I owe a few people apologies, because I know I might have said and lashed out or whatever.
Yeah, you better apologize. You better apologize by the time this air.
I'll get on it.
That didn't sound like a very promising laugh right there.
I'm serious. For some of them, I actually like was like being super irrational.
Nah, and a couple of people though, I already told you, fuck them. Ain't no apology.
And for some, but for some others, it was like I might apologize for the tone or the vitriol in which I might have said a couple of things, but I did say what I said.
Period.
And I don't apologize for that.
Because some people really, I feel like some people were just really not understanding the situation at hand.
Right. And I'll also say this, for those who are supposed to be my close and good friends who didn't say anything, will keep on not saying nothing.
Yep, period. You're not a close friend.
Nah.
Even my friends were checking up on you.
Like, there was a couple of people that I thought I just knew I was going to hear from at a certain point. I just knew. Never showed up. Seen him in likes, seen him in views.
Can he even send you that one message? Hey, I hope you feel better.
Yeah. Not one. They'll take pictures. I see them taking pictures and still posting and stuff like that. Like They're on Facebook or whatever. Every day. I mean,
they weren't concerned.
Hey, it's always these situations right here that, you know, you find out who your real ones are.
No, facts. It's always some real shit that has to go down for you to know who's there for you. And it sucks that you have to wait until then. But I guess we ignore all of the red signs. The red flags. Red flags be there.
Like, there's some people that I didn't even expect to hear from that were on my case.
See what I mean?
Like, there was some people that spoke to me, like, every day. Like, that I hadn't, like, that showed more care and concern. Not just then, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were some people who sent me stuff. Like, food and medicines and stuff like that. I didn't even ask them to. So, it's not all bad. You find out, like, you really find out who's down for you during these times.
I'm just so glad that you were able to pull through, because for a hot little second there, I was super, super worried. You made me even a little bit more worried, but I'm glad. Like, I'm not even trying to think, like, damn, this mofo talking about something. He almost died. He thought he was going to die.
You going through it like that.
That's I've had so a full final. Body,
I've had a full body cramp before. Mm-hmm. Like, from my neck to down to my toes. Like, oh, I've had that happen to me before. And I would have preferred that to this. Like, by far. Because this was just... Whew, I lost 11 pounds in that hospital. I lost 11 pounds in 5 days.
11 pounds? Oh, because you weren't eating.
I was eating. I just wasn't eating very much.
You was nibbling. you was taking bites.
I mean, that first those first couple of days, the food was pretty all right. And it was all right to the point. Yeah, like everything, like I said, the salt was elevated.
Oh yeah, you're right.
The salt was super elevated.
You're right. So if it already tastes like cardboard,
like it tastes, everything was like super salty, and that actually just went away. Like, I'm not sure exactly when. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly when. I would probably say somewhere within the last week.
Yo, what? See, this is too much. I actually have a friend that just tested positive for COVID.
How are they feeling?
She's doing pretty well. She said that she didn't have too many symptoms. And that's another thing, too, that everybody has a different experience with it. But she said she's doing pretty well. She just didn't have her taste and smell. So I've been keeping up with her and trying to check up on her and everything. And I also had my best friend. She also had tested positive for it as well. And and she didn't have many symptoms at all. So it's crazy. I think my brother had it last year. He had a lot of the symptoms, but he didn't have to go to the hospital. A lot of people, like I said, just having a different experience with it.
Yeah, at the suggestion of somebody, I joined a couple of COVID survivor groups.
Come on, COVID survivor.
So just to kind of pick brains and try and get some information out of stuff in there, just reading a different story.
Yeah.
It really is different. Because even with the people I did call and ask, my experience was wildly different from theirs.
Yeah. That's why I'm so shocked.
Like, I talked to an old teammate of mine from high school. He got his COVID. He was in the hospital right after I got out. And his story, his experience, way different than mine. I've got a homie, shout out to my variant. We got the same name, same number of letters in the last name. We're both the second, all that. Like, Like both Scorpios, both November Scorpios, all that.
A November Scorpio too. What were the odds? He's definitely your daggone period.
Like the same thing. That's my boy, but he's going through it now, and I've talked to him a few times, and given him some tips and advice on how to handle it, and his experience different.
Everybody's experience is different.
And I'm so glad that this is over with and I can do that. I'm always super glad to try and help people out. And so if you're listening to this and you want to like reach out to me on socials and stuff and get my take on some things or get some advice from me or somebody I know or whatever, like I'm here to help.
Yeah. And if you are, and if you've tested positive, like I'm praying for you. I hope you, you know, recover very fast and don't have to go through too much of it. Cause some people, like I said, some people get COVID and they're like, okay, I'm back up and at them. And some cases are like yours. Sometimes even worse when it's death, you know, like you said, you've known people to pass. I've known people to pass from COVID. So it just sucks. I'm so glad that you didn't pass from it, though, man. Like, you just don't understand.
I am, too. Like, you know, and it's like, I don't even know how to describe the feeling. It's like your lungs are, like, you feel like your lungs are fine. You feel like everything is, like, functional. But it's like somebody just got this death grip on them.
Like, around your lungs?
Yeah, and your lungs only. Not my rib
cage.
In your
lungs only.
Yeah. Not my rib cage.
So you wouldn't feel it, like, if you wouldn't feel like that, them chest pains, it was just straight, sharp lung pain.
It wasn't even pain. It was like somebody was just keeping the oxygen from, like, flowing in there, even though they feel fine.
Oh, my God.
Even though they feel fine.
Oh, my God.
And it was just, like, the wildest thing. Because I don't know how else to explain this. I don't even know how to explain it to somebody. I don't even think I'm explaining it right.
You might not be sure. I don't know. I don't know. Sure.
But, yeah.
Well, you just got to make sure you stay super safe. Even if you need to be walking around like in the mini hazmat suits or whatever. Because I know you're going to a convention soon.
Yeah, Dragon Con is later on this week.
And the area you in, there's already been a lot of talk about y'all being like a hot spot for COVID. So I think almost all major cities are anyway. But I know, what is he, like a IG star or whatever? He had COVID 3 times.
Yeah, it's about... Zoe.
I am Zoe. Zoe. That one. 3 fucking times.
If I said your name incorrectly, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. I think it might be Zoe. I don't know, but there's so many other letters there.
Yeah.
Get a little confused. But yeah, 3 times. What?
I have My brother's caught it twice. I have an ex that caught it twice.
What?
I have a friend who's caught it twice.
People, be careful. That shit's too dangerous. So the people that caught it twice, did each experience was pretty much the same, or were they different?
My brother said his experience this time around, the second time around, was way worse than the first.
Were they able to tell if any of you guys had the Delta variant?
Nah. From my understanding, from what I was told, that if I had the Delta, they would have told me in the hospital.
Okay.
But there was no telling me of that. And thank God, because from what I understand, like, from somebody I talked to just the other day in the gym, that the Delta, he had just got out of the hospital as well. His symptoms and everything was like way worse, like really magnified.
They're just trying to take out humankind.
And you know what? You cannot convince me that this wasn't designed, that this wasn't just, this wasn't man-made.
No, ain't no way it wasn't. Ain't
Like
no way it wasn't.
it's just too specific.
Yeah.
The way it moves, the way it's been evolving, the way it's been getting after us. Like it's, I feel like it's just way too specific for it to be anything less than man-made.
It gotta be man-made. Ain't a way it's not.
Right, I
Ain't a
don't
way it's not.
know. There's so many, as many types of sicknesses as there are out there. Like this is like somebody saw this on Twitter. Like someone said, like this is like SARS on steroids.
No effects. Because SARS didn't even wasn't even this bad.
No.
And I think that it is a form of SARS too when they like say it by its scientific name.
I've heard that too. But it's just like this whole thing is like this pandemic isn't even over.
It's not. It's far from over, and our country doesn't care about us catching it anymore.
Now people have
I
been
hate to
wilding.
say it like
Like,
that.
and Atlanta ain't never been shut down. Whole
Nah,
time.
I'm
It ain't
fat.
been open this whole
I'm
time.
already hip. I ain't even gonna hold you. I really wanted to come down here for my birthday, but I'm jolly glad that I'm not, cause I kind of don't wanna put myself out in that risk. Like I've even returned to full-time work, and like I'm even contemplating on getting the vaccine. And I know people that had that do follow me on social media. I know I'm like fuck vaccines and all that. But one, I've been vaccinated since I was born. Two, I eat McDonald's all the time, so I don't think a vaccine is gonna kill me. On top of, if it does kill me, I don't have to pay any more bills. Like, I would rather honestly die from the vaccine than COVID at this point.
Straight up, whatever stance that you are on, I'm not gonna argue. I'm not gonna tell you that you're right or wrong. I just want everybody to stay safe
Yeah.
and just be careful. Be and just be aware
Definitely.
because this isn't over.
It's not far from over.
And that what happened to me, or worse, or lighter, could easily happen to you if you aren't.
X.
Just be careful out there. It doesn't matter who you are, no matter where you are. Like, just be careful. Like, and that's ultimately what this is. Like, use what I told you, use what I heard. Like, I don't like I'm not trying to say to scare you, but if that nightmare fuel kind of propels you to be careful, then so be it.
Please.
Just be careful, be safe, take care of yourself out here because this ain't over.
Not one bit.
All right, Nova. Thank you for joining me with this. I know you got to get going soon.
Anytime, anytime.
Like for real, you already know I love you dearly.
And I love you more.
Like you are like definitely one of my real ones when I say that. When I say that, like y'all, she did not let up.
Like if and then when you didn't answer, I would text you and just be like, yeah, I'm just checking in on you. Oh, and while we're on your show, set up your voicemail because I think you've had this phone for like a year now and you haven't had a voicemail
Not even a year yet. It's just well, February.
yet. Oh, okay. 8 months,
February.
just about almost.
Yeah, whatever. Don't judge me.
I'm
Gotta
not.
keep the bill collectors
Okay, that's what it
away.
is. Okay. Okay, I like leaving voicemails for my loved ones.
But yeah, just you did not let up. I knew on any given day there's at least five people who weren't in my family on any given day I knew I was going to hear from.
That's good. You got love out here.
And yeah, and I didn't feel, I don't know, like, 'cause I know people care, but I don't always feel it. And I know part of that is the way I was raised and the stuff I went through growing up. I don't be feeling like I'm loved like that, but like people like you, like y'all made me feel it. And I'm super grateful for you. I'm super grateful for everybody else. Shout out to Coop, man. Shout out to Coop and his wife.
Shout out to Coop
Like,
and his wife, man, the
Mr. and
Coops.
Mrs. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Cooper for checking in on a daily, like daily.
Yeah.
Daily. Like, this man would call me on his way back from work.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You got real love out here, Brody. Don't you ever second guess it again. Especially after
Shout out.
this.
Especially, right, and Polaris on my case every day. Mark Leary, bibliography on my case. Like,
Period.
not like just about every day, just about every day as well. Like, shout out to my bro Dao. Like, every day,
So you
every day.
naming people that I've classified as your family for a minute now, so.
Yeah, man, like you're my sister, man. Dao was my brother, man. Like, Polaris and Prayton, like they my brothers as well.
Of course.
Like, shout out to my brother Daniel, man, all the way out in Albuquerque, man. He kept me all the way
Come
straight, you
on,
feel me?
Albuquerque love.
Like, he kept me all the way straight. Like, there was a, like he was like one of the few he was like one of two people that could get through to me when I was like in my post-hospital angry I can't sleep phase. Like, he was like literally one
Thank
of two people,
you. What?
because nobody else was getting through to me.
You say his name was Daniel?
Daniel, yeah.
Thank you, Daniel. Daniel son.
20 plus years.
Thank you. Because listen, sometimes
Like,
I'm like, God damn, if I can't tell him, somebody gonna tell him. Somebody gonna get through to this man.
those of you who wrote, those of you who called, those of you who tweeted or what have you, if I don't thank you individually, I'm thanking you now because my inbox is in shambles thanks to
Oh
y'all.
yeah, and then you went viral
And then I went
too.
freaking viral. That made everything worse. So everybody who called, everybody who checked, everybody who asked questions, just anything positive, any good vibes provided this way, thank you. Like, for real, like, you are appreciated, like, more than you know.
Shout out to them, man. But all
Like,
them other little fuckers, we ain't gonna say no more. We already said enough about them.
just keep it pushing.
Just keep it pushing.
Just keep it pushing.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm back in the gym now. I did the mountain yesterday for the first time since it happened.
Yeah.
I'm a lot weaker than what I used to be, but it's like, you know, whatever. I gotta,
You'll
you
get
know,
back.
more work.
You will get back.
More
Do
work. And
work.
I'm down for it. It is what it is, as a wise man once
It is
said.
what it is.
So
Do
yeah,
work. You got it.
and that's what it's gonna be, man. Like, 'cause I got to see it through, my boy.
Look what they did to my boy.
Oh man, like, I love you guys, like, for real, for real. I love you guys. Even if you made it to this far, listen to this, I love you. Like, please take care of yourself. Be good, man. I'm pretty sure Madeline will be back for the next one, but this was a little bit more personal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this episode was a lot more personal. This one was like speaking the truth. You know what I'm saying? So
Is this
JB
your
will be back
first time
this
on
one.
your show? I think it
Maybe. Pretty
is.
sure.
I think this is my first time on your show.
What?
What? This don't sound right.
This don't sound right at all.
I feel like this is the first time. This is definitely the first time I've been on your show.
Oh, we got to get you back here.
I'm coming back.
Straight up.
I don't know
But
what we're gonna talk about, but we're gonna talk about something.
I don't know. I mean, because one of the things I was doing during my mental break was, you know, readdressing things and just making sure that's how I wanted to do something and be
Yeah.
clear with myself and just reestablish my convictions in doing things. And yeah, this is one of them. This is one of those things. So I'm like, going forward, I'm not going to promise a weekly podcast. I can't promise that.
Yeah.
I can't promise that. But maybe bi-weekly, or maybe definitely when something happens. I was thinking about doing like a
Listen.
spoiler cast on movies and stuff on the podcast
Oh,
going
I
forward.
definitely need to come back on one of those, either when Eternals drop or something, Spider-Man, one of them.
Shang-Chi's
next week. Yeah, I might have to come back. Might have to come back for that. But yeah, I'm
definitely gonna do one for Dragon Con when that comes and goes.
Yeah, sure. Listen, podcasting is one of those things that you just go with the flow.
Yeah.
It's literally you just go with the flow. So your audience is gonna be there. If they love you, they'll listen.
Straight up. Speaking of podcasts and stuff like that, tell the people where they can find you.
You guys can find me over at the BK Space Show. That's www.thebkspaceshow.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Supernova Kane T. That's super with ER, you know what I'm saying? Got that hard ER on it.
Nova
Kane. Supernova Kane T on Twitter, you know? I always stay in JB mentioned, so y'all see me.
And you can find me on Twitter at JBV the World. You can find me everywhere else, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at JB versus the World. And if you want a central hub for all my stuff, JBversustheworld.com. I need to start addressing that more. I'll start using that more often.
Me like.
But yeah, thank you once again for doing this with me. I'm going to let you go now. To anybody else out there listening and just who's made it this far, take care of yourself, be careful, watch out for your loved ones, and keep trusting the process, y'all.
Yeah.
You guys take care, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.